Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Former political staffer Bluse Learman has lost his bid to overturn a court finding that he probably raped his colleague Brittany Higgins in Parliament House. The federal court has dismissed the appeal filed by Learman, who argued the decision by the judge in April of 2024 was not fair to him. The appeal loss means Learman, who is almost bankrupt, could be forced to pay $2 million in damages to Network 10 and journalist Lisa Wilkinson, as originally ordered by Justice Michael Lee. Justice Michael Wigney says the original judgment is upheld.
Full court has found that the way in which the primary judge dealt with and determined the proceedings was not procedurally unfair to Mr. Learman. The facts as found by the primary judge fell within the terms of Network 10 and Ms. Wilkinson's pleaded truth defence. Mr. Learman was also well and truly aware that the case against him included a claim that he had been reckless as to Ms. Higgins' consent.
Social media apps Lemon8 and Yoop may be added to Australia's social media ban for those under 16 years old, which is going to start next week on the 10th of December. The eSafety Commission has told the apps that they need to check whether they fall under the new laws, which require all technology companies to always monitor if they are likely to be captured by the restrictions at any time. Communications Minister Annika Wells will be addressing the National Press Club today to outline expectations the federal government has for tech companies as the ban takes effect. Meanwhile, companies have already started to reduce access to children on their platforms, with Meta, Instagram, and Facebook making the changes from Thursday. A senior Kremlin advisor says talks between Russia and the U.S. on ending the nearly four-year war in Ukraine were positive, but no agreement has been reached. Yuri Ushakov says a lot of work remains after 5 hours of talks in Moscow involving President Vladimir Putin, U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff, and Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. He says issues regarding land were spoken about, but no agreement was reached, and without one, the Kremlin sees no way to ending the conflict. Other disagreements also remain. Pressed on whether the talks brought peace closer or further away, Mr. Ushakov said they had not moved backwards.
Not further, that's for sure. But there's still a lot of work to be done, both in Washington and in Moscow. That's about it. And contacts between Moscow and Washington will continue.
He adds that any meeting between Presidents Putin and Trump depends on how the talks go. The European Broadcasting Union faces an important vote this week on whether Israel can take part in Eurovision 2026 as pressure increases from several member states. Spain, Slovenia, and Ireland say they will withdraw if Israel takes part, saying the reason is the Gaza death toll, and they accuse Israel of making the contest political. Austrian host broadcaster ORF says it wants all countries included, but Germany is expected to pull out if Israel is not allowed to participate, potentially taking the broadcast off the air in Germany. Slovenian fan Jan Vehar says other countries were removed when their governments violated core principles, and the same rules should apply to all.
I think there should be rules for everyone, and there should be, if that was the case for Russia and Belarus, I think that should be the case for Israel as well.
Israeli officials argue the country is being unfairly targeted as part of what they call a wide campaign to ruin its reputation. The EBU will now decide whether recent voting changes are enough or whether Israel's participation goes to a full membership vote. I'm Assam El Ghalib. This is SBS News in Easy English.